T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
3:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. We have a lot. Oh, man. We got a lot of stuff that we are trying to process as we head through the day. And I am always happy, always grateful when Joe Moreno, the smartest lawyer on God's green earth, has some time for us. And make no mistake, we've got a lot involving former President Trump and a reduction in, I don't know if it's a fine or a fee or a bond, but Joe, without question, will be able to analyze that for us. Counselor, good afternoon, sir.
Jeff, you know, I don't know if having more legal issues in the headlines is a good or a bad thing for the country. I mean, I'm happy to talk about them, but man, it really, really tears us apart, doesn't it?
It really does. And I was a little apprehensive. I looked at, it was like a half a billion dollars they told former President Trump he had to post, and now it's, I think, 150 or something like that. What are all those dollars related to? What's going on there?
I mean, Jeff, this all stems from one of the, I hate to admit it, most diabolical misuses of the law that I've seen. I mean, there's been a lot of bumbling lately, but New York State Attorney General Letitia James has done exactly what she pledged to do. She would find some way to tear down Donald Trump and the Trump Organization. And so she used this obscure law, basically a consumer protection law. She stretched it in a way that it had never been used before, and of course, never been used against anyone in this way. Right. She gets a cooperative judge who decides that there was fraud committed before the trial even began. Yeah. And then by the end, with no fraud victims, with no loss to New York State of any kind of tax revenue, so basically no one got injured, and yet they came up out of nowhere with this nearly half a billion dollar fine, which, let's face it, that would cripple just about any company, right? Very few companies have half a billion dollars in cash lying around they can just write a check for. Yeah. So then on top of all that, what happens is she says, okay, if you, the Trump Organization, cannot come up with that money in either a bond or cash, we're going to start collecting your assets. And of course, again, even the best companies could have a hard time getting an insurance company to insure half $1 billion of a bond needed to post for appeal, for appellate rights, if you're under so much litigation. So at that point, I mean, Donald Trump was hours away from really being exposed to having his properties forfeit if he couldn't come up with some kind of cash. So thank goodness some semblance of justice persevered here from the appellate courts, and they said, okay, we're going to reduce it by about two-thirds to about $175 million. Yep. It's still a heck of a lot of money, but thank goodness at least it stopped in its tracks this threat that was very real, that the state would start seizing a company's assets. And think about how unfair that is. What's the point of having the right to an appeal if right off the bat someone is taking your property? Well, and then what happens if you win the appeal? Your property's gone.
That's right.
And that, lost it in a fire sale.
Yeah, and that's what his legal counsel was saying. But why the money in the first place? I thought I was entitled as an American citizen to pursue justice, yada, yada, yada. Why does he have to put up $175 million for anything?
Right. So basically, the court at the lowest level, at the trial level, In their eyes, you are then liable for whatever the fine is that you've been held to be liable for. But this is civil case, not criminal cases, right?
Okay, yeah.
So the court wants to see that you, in good faith, can put down the money. It's locked away. It can earn interest. But this way, you can't kind of hide it. You can't pass it off to somebody else. You can't basically prevent the plaintiff from getting it someday. So the idea is to kind of basically safeguard it. Now, for normal verdicts of normal amounts of money, this usually isn't that big of a deal. And so what will happen is, let's say it's $1 million, right?
Oh, okay.
You go to an insurance company and you say, okay, look, my credit is good. I need to post a bond of $1 million. Can I put down 100, let's say 10%, and the insurance company puts down the other 90%? And they get a couple of percentage points of a premium. It's how they make their money.
Okay.
So everyone works, right? And then you either you prevail on the appeal or you don't. You pay back the insurance company, and then you pay off the liability.
Okay.
Now, that makes sense in small amounts of money, but with hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, it's a big deal. And the insurance companies, they're not stupid. They can see that all kinds of prosecutors are coming after Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And so they weren't convinced that he would be actually able to come up with the rest of the money if they posted for him.
Wow.
So they had cold feet, and the attorney general, she knew this darn well. Between she and Judge Engoron, they knew that if they put a preposterously high penalty on the case, that they knew there's no way Donald Trump would have it in cash.
Right.
Then they could basically eviscerate his appellate rights by starting to grab his properties and destroy his company up front. And it's just completely, completely the reverse of how our justice system is supposed to work.
Good God, Joe, this is so un-American, and I don't think that you have to be a supporter of Donald Trump or a Republican or a conservative to just look at this and say, this is the sort of garbage they try and pull in Venezuela. This is just not the American way.
No, I mean, amen, Jeff. I mean, I think that people have to, I understand that people feel very strongly against or for certain political figures. I understand that, right? We all have our preferences.
Sure.
But we really have to intelligently be able to distinguish between our personal feelings and the law.
That's
if you don't like Donald Trump, you know what? Vote for his opponent. Donate to his opponent. Campaign against him, right? That's all fine.
Yeah.
Don't expect our elected officials to use the laws to try to stop him from getting elected, or to tear him down, or to take his money. No one should be the victim of that sort of a system. And that, like you say, that is exactly what happens in places like Russia and in banana republics, where they twist the law and politics into it becomes one and the same thing. And we don't want that here.
No, we don't want that here. I want to remind everybody that Joe Moreno is joining us. Joe is a former federal prosecutor, an attorney here in the United States and England and in Wales. I mean, just a brilliant guy. And if you're sort of maneuvering online, you're going to see him in a wide variety of places, including The Spectator. And Joe, I want to tie together, if it's all right with you, one of your recent columns at The Spectator, thespectator.com, about Joe Biden saying, oh, yeah, we got that student loan you took on, because just, I don't know, a couple of hours ago, he said the bridge collapse in Baltimore, federal government's going to pick up the tab for that. Number one, tell me about the bridge collapse. If that ship, if the owners of the ship were responsible for it, don't they have liability? Don't they have insurance?
Well, of course. I mean, you know, I think obviously it's an incredible tragedy of what happened here in Maryland with the bridge. And of course, first and foremost is people's safety and figuring out what exactly happened here.
That's right.
As far as liability, though, of course, we should look to the shipping company, the crew on the boat to figure out what exactly happened and who has liability. Is there insurance coverage?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
And basically what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
Apart from that, yes, Joe Biden is definitely on an election year spending spree. And he just wants to kind of open up the faucet and turn on the federal spending to get credit for basically anything he can.
Yeah.
So whether or not it comes down to who should be liable for making the repairs and trying to pay restitution to families who lost loved ones, it's almost separate from the issue, though, of that the federal government has really taken on a role in spending that doesn't belong to the president.
Right.
I mean, the power of the purse belongs to Congress, right? And
yes,
this is a bedrock principle of our system.
That's
Congress decides what to spend money on. They tax and they spend.
Yep.
The executive branch, run by the president, makes executive-type decisions on how to enact the laws and the spending priorities that Congress sets. Joe Biden has really kind of turned that on its head, and he has taken for himself this power to provide billions of dollars in student loan relief that is found nowhere in the law. And he's twisting things by using things like emergency legislation passed after 9/11 for victims' families and members of the military to give this widespread student loan relief. And look, who doesn't want to help students, right? But the fact is, when you give that kind of money away, it's got to come from somewhere. And guess where it's coming from? It's coming from all the rest of us taxpayers. So I think it's really important to kind of just see what's happening here, and that it's not just a zero-sum game. I mean, if you give to someone, it's got to come from somebody else. And there's really very little being done to kind of stop the White House from doing this.
Well, now, here's my concern, Joe, and I want to remind everybody, Joe Moreno is joining us, a former federal prosecutor, and that was in the National Security Division, right?
Yes, it was.
Oh, my goodness. Former staff member over with the FBI, combat veteran in the U.S. Army, and Joe Biden he's sort of merged. He talks about, quote, the federal government as if he's talking about himself. So when he stands up and says the federal government is going to rebuild that bridge, or the federal government is going to take care of all the student loans, look, if it were just your nice, nutty Uncle Joe who said, I got $6 billion, sure. I mean, here, you take it, and we're all good. I have no problem with that. That's his money. He can spend it any way he wants. But he presents himself as, quote, the federal government, sort of like a magic wand-wielding fairy that drops in and says, you get a wish, and you get a wish, and you get a wish.
Look, some of this is election year antics, right? We see every 4 years.
Yeah.
But the bigger picture, I do think, though, is that we have to at some point realize there will be an economic reckoning here. We cannot simply spend the way we are doing. And you know what? The right is not totally without fault, but we know the progressive left. I mean, this is where bread and butter, right?
Yes.
I mean, there's no
yes.
area of the public life that they don't want to regulate and tax and spend on. And it's not sustainable. So whether it's it can be as well-intentioned as we want it to be, whether it's bridge repair at the state level or where it's helping students who have massive student loans that they themselves took out.
Yeah.
But again, we have to figure out where our priorities here. Social Security, taking care of our seniors, right? Funding our defense, funding our military.
That's right.
Having tax rates that are sufficient to support our government, but not so so onerous that they're going to hamper business development, business growth, and chase companies out of this country. And so I think it's very much a view of how do you, what's your perspective on the government, and how do you, how invasive do you want it in our lives, and how much of our tax revenue do you want it to be taking?
Those are great points. Joe Moreno joining us. If you haven't read Joe over at The Spectator, let me suggest you do thespectator.com. Do you mind weighing in on Fannie Willis? Because I just heard her, I think it was yesterday, there was a little clip of her, Joe, where she says, well, you know, my biggest crime was dating a man. And I thought, well, I thought that whole lying under oath in court was a pretty big thing myself. But, you know, that's again, I'm not an attorney. So what do I know? What is up with her?
Yeah, the judge in that trial, you know, he's an elected guy himself. So I'm guessing he's trying to kind of watch his own, you know what, when it comes to what he's doing down there in Fulton County. But when he kind of, questioned her mendacity on the stand, he was kind of getting at the point that he thought she was lying. Yeah. And so when you lie to the trial judge in one of the most important criminal trials in history of a former president, you would think you'd have the common sense to kind of keep your mouth shut after that.
You would
but
think.
But no, true to form, she's out there before the cameras strutting around talking about how nothing's changed and she's the victim and Trump is still going to go down. And, look, it just displays the lack of professionalism here. I mean, you would think that if you had a serious case against a former president, you would do everything you could, you as the prosecutor, to make sure the rules were followed, to make sure all ethical requirements have been met. And the fact that she's out there doing this, same with Letitia James up in New York, the fact that they're so willing to go on television and tweet about it and kind of just, go out there and strut about how great they are in doing this, that makes me think that they know their cases are pretty weak and that they're going for the short-term victory, because in the long term, they know they'll probably get overturned on appeal. But by then, people's memories are short, and they figure, let's get the victory up front in the short term.
Yeah.
And, whatever happens down the road, we'll worry about it then.
Now, speaking of weak cases, Joe, what about that whole April 15th? There's yet another one of these circuses that are set to get underway in New York, right?
Oh, I mean, yes, the Alvin Bragg case. I mean, that case is a dog. I mean, that is, it is terrible. Yeah. This is a case of supposed campaign finance violations, which of course are federal charges, right? Now, this case was looked at back in 2017 by the federal prosecutors in New York. They took a pass on it. Right? Alvin Bragg looked at it. He took a pass on it. And then about a year ago, he kind of dusted it off and he runs with it. So now what he's done is he's taken New York State misdemeanor accounting irregularity charges and tried to shoehorn them along with federal campaign finance charges, which of course are not his to charge. He's not federal prosecutor.
That's right.
And he's trying to hamstring them together in this very creative way to try to send Donald Trump to jail. It's a terrible case. What it seems like is that in Judge Merchan up in New York City, Bragg has got himself another rubber stamp. So far, the judge has kind of let this case proceed. And look, Bragg might get a very anti-Trump jury who convicts.
Yeah.
I will say there's no way this case will survive real scrutiny.
Okay.
So if he does get convicted, it will get appealed and it will get overturned.
Right.
But again, it's the short-term victory they're going for, right? Everybody wants to be the guy who took down Donald Trump. And what they're doing is they're perverting our legal system in the process.
They again, I just come back to what you have said. I think what so many of us said, this is not the way the system is designed to function. This is thoroughly un-American. Joe, do you have anything new for The Spectator that you're kind of noodling around or working on right now we should be on the lookout for?
Jeff, I'm gonna have a piece out in the next few days. I just really, think about what kind of analysis you're getting from the media, right? I mean, I go on TV as a legal analyst.
Right.
And when I see people on certain networks. I'm not going to say who they are because I've been on them myself, right? But when you see a legal analyst who's just giddy, who just can hardly contain his or her glee about the idea that Donald Trump is finally going to get taken down, well, this is a big case. You got to wonder, are they really giving you objective analysis? Or are they telling you what they think their audience wants to hear? Because we heard this a few months ago in that 14th Amendment case out of Colorado, which was absolute nonsense, and it was unanimously turned down. But at the time, there were all kinds of so-called experts saying that was absolutely untouchable constitutional law, right? We saw how that went.
Yes, so indeed,
all these people that are now saying this Bragg case is brilliant or this Letitia James case is fantastic, be skeptical. Are they really giving you objective analysis, or are they kind of speaking to an echo chamber?
Fair enough. Well, we will keep our eyes peeled for that. We'll look forward to having you back in the not-too-distant future. I don't think that I will chat with you in the next couple of days, so let me wish you and that beautiful family of yours a very joyous, very meaningful Easter, and we love having you here, Joe. I hope you know that.
Jeff, God bless you, sir, and thank you so much for having me on today.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Joe Moreno, nobody better. I'm telling you right now, just the best of the best. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.